last summer, and he went to, I believe it was in western Nebraska, near North Platte, this Lewis and Clark exhibit, and he just had tons of pictures from that, from how the natives used to live with their teepees, and how they built the teepees, to how they cooked food, how they hunted food, and it was a very lengthy theme that he brought back probably 150 pictures from.
And how many pictures do you think you built into that theme?
Probably about 15.
Okay. Because I'd see him sitting there with different groups of people talking about the Lewis and Clark exhibit and trying to convince them that they should go see it.
Yes.
And giving content about it. And I just realized how difficult that interaction would have been for him had he just been sitting there with a cup of coffee and nothing to help him with.
Right.
Okay, let's review then a little bit about the other themes that he has in there.
Okay. One of the predominant themes is his vacations.
Right.
There's...
So he has mega themes. He's organized a little differently than Rita was. And that instead of having just individual themes scattered around the edge of the page, he has mega themes.
Right.
So he'll have a vacation mega theme, and then he selects that. And then under that, he'll have 5-6 vacation scenarios.
And then he selects that vacation he wants to talk about. And then he's only in that. To get to another theme, he has to push home or
and then go to back to it.
And go back to the main page.
And then, so he's got a set of vacation themes. What else does he have?
He has another very big theme for him is his friends.
Yeah.
He has a very large social network of friends that he's known since the 70s. A very close network of friends that have really been there for him. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot on that. There's also, within the friends theme, there's the neighbors sub-theme.
Right.
Because he walks around his neighborhood and takes pictures and gets
people in embarrassing
situations. He's a very social person.
Right. Okay, so he's got that. Then he had a Christmas tree or a holiday theme.
Yeah, this
or
was
something.
A holiday theme. This was a newer one that we had been working on. I haven't quite figured out where he wants me to put it in his system, but it was a theme about how he had a tree in his yard that was too big. So he had his friend cut it down, and he used it as a Christmas tree.
Right.
And so, that's probably almost a friend theme.
Yeah, right, because then he'll tell the story.
Right.
And then he'll go over to the content about that friend and tell you all about that friend.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of his way of moving through the interface.
Right.
Okay, so he has that. Any other major themes that he has?
Other themes that aren't really contextual, per se, but things that we've taken from his low-tech. Like he has a pocket calendar with all kinds of things in it, and I've turned that into a theme. That way, instead of getting all these things out and trying to find where this calendar is, he can just go right on the device and talk about years. It's very important for him to say when things happened and how long
so on. It's calendars, it's years, it's maps, it's
days of the week.
It's specific people who do specific things, and so we transferred some of that content
over.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Sure.
I appreciate your kind of illustrating. I think that it's one thing to design an interface. I think it's another thing to try to figure out how you're going to develop the themes and program the themes and get the content that people want and reflect their individual capabilities and, in his case, obvious preferences.
Right.
So thanks a lot.
Sure.